I've collected the craziest one-star Beyblade store reviews across Japan, such as this one that says, "This place is a maze in a dank basement. Finding anything is an experiment and mental fortitude as nothing is clearly labeled and the shelves are too close together to reasonably fit." That is crazy. I'm just trying to buy Beyblades, but the real question is any of this true? Well, here I am at the store in question to find out. Okay, here we are at store number one, Mandarake Ikebukuro. And let's just get into these one-star reviews. Actually, before I even get into these one-star reviews, let me explain what Mandarake is. It's basically a Japanese thrift store, and it usually has amazing used stuff for cheap prices. In the past, I found some crazy rare Beyblades inside of them, but this Mandarake in particular is not rated very well. For example, this review by Marco says, "Calling it Mandarake is an insult. There's absolutely nothing to it." Okay, that's a pretty bad review. Next up, we have another one, one star. "There are less goods than convenience stores." This guy would rather go to a convenience store than look for Beyblades in Mandarake. Next, we have one that's kind of concerning. They said, "One star, no reason to come here unless you're a boys love fan." Okay, interesting. And then we have another one that says 99% boy love animation. That makes me kind of scared. But nevertheless, I walk down the stairs into my inevitable doom. Let's see if we can find any Beyblades. There is a lot of boys love. You know, maybe they're right. All I see in this store is boys love. What is going on? All right, but where are the Beyblades? For the next 15 minutes, I searched cramp aisle after cramp aisle. Most of it just boys love.
I don't even think I can show this section on YouTube.
But I also found this sweet Mr. Mime Christmas sweater, some Pokemon plushies, and the most cursed dolls I've ever seen.
This is terrifying.
Like, who's buying this stuff? But in the end, no Beyblades. And I gotta say, the one-star reviews were pretty accurate. It is literally just filled with boys' love and nightmare fuel. Marco's completely right. Calling it Mandarake is an insult. I'm giving this place one star, which reminds me, every store I go to in this video will be competing for the grand prize. Whichever store I give the highest rating to, I'll actually write not only a 5-star Google review, but I'll also handwrite a 5-star letter and send it to them personally. Anyway, unless the other stores are absolute garbage, this Mandarake store isn't winning. But our next store just might. This is Hobby Off in Chiyoda, and it's a similar secondhand thrift store in Japan. You might have noticed that I'm using Opera, which is a browser me and my editor use all the time, and we absolutely love it. And they're actually sponsoring this video, which is insane. They give us the opportunity to travel abroad and make these videos for you guys. Without them, we probably wouldn't be in Japan right now. Anyway, I've been using Opera for a while now, and it is by far my favorite browser because it just has so many useful features. I don't know about you guys, but I am literally a psychopath. I have 30 tabs open at any given time, and honestly, it gets really confusing. I hate deleting tabs because I never know when I might need them, but with Opera, I can organize the tabs with the feature called Tab Island. You can group your tabs together and then expand and collapse them as needed. So over here, I have my competitive Beyblade tabs. Here are all the places I'm going to visit in this video. And here are all 12 tabs, of course, dedicated to Shukurnai. And if you look at the tabs, it literally shows the most recent tabs you've used. The darker the underline on the tab, the more recently you clicked on it. Opera also has a super useful split screen feature. All you have to do is drag a tab to the center of the screen and boom, you have two tabs open next to each other. No need for multiple browser windows. But probably my favorite feature of Opera is the video pop-out feature. I just pop out a video and have it on the side while I do other work, and this has honestly been a game changer for me. Whenever I'm writing emails or doing homework, boom, YouTube in the corner. It is like candy for my brain, guys. I love it. Finally, Opera has a built-in AI tool called Aria. Use the shortcut Command/ or Control/ to bring it up. It has an image recognition feature and a bunch of useful commands for tab organization, such as grouping, closing, or pinning tabs. For example, I'm just going to ask it to pin all my Reddit tabs, and there we go. All my Reddit tabs are right here on the left-hand side for easy access. It also has an answering feature, so you can ask questions such as, what was the first ever Beyblade created? And here we have it, it was Ultimate Dragoon. Or you could ask it something like, find me a one-star Beyblade store in Japan. This is actually going to be the next star we go to. Anyway, thank you again to Opera for sponsoring this video. I'll have a link in the description to download the browser. It's free, has a bunch of features, and it just makes life a lot easier. Anyway, back to the video. Let's go to store 2.
Alright, so here we are at our next location. This is Hobbya.
Yeah, as you guys can tell, the audio got kind of messed up here, so I'm just going to be voicing it over. The first review comes from Zoe, and this isn't really a one-star review. I just thought it was funny. All she said was, it's alright, 3 stars. Imagine taking all that time to write a Google review, and that is what you say. Anyway, back to the actual 1 stars. Draga says, is it a figure? They are selling open items falsely as unopened items. It's malicious because they put cellophane tape on the box to make it look like it hasn't been opened. Anyway, next up, we have another review that comes from Mitsuya, who says 1 star. The aisles were narrow, and I couldn't find anything I wanted. And low-key, that kind of sounds like a you problem. But anyway, let's go check out the store and see if any of these reviews are accurate.
Well, I will be honest, these aisles are kind of narrow. But they do have some really cool headphones.
And after walking a little further, I found exactly what I was looking for. The Beyblades.
Here are the Beyblades. And it's not looking so good here. Actually, I think they have more Bakugan than Beyblades. They have a bunch of Beyblade discs, like bags and bags of Beyblade discs, but the only real Beyblade they have is Storm's Friggin'. And look at that driver, that is nasty. They also have a sword launcher, but only half the sword launcher. It doesn't have the ripcord or the actual mechanism to make the Beyblade spin. And then they have a packet of normal launchers without any ripcords. Oh yeah, and it looks like they have a charge driver.
Okay,
cool. Let's see if they have anything else.
Spoilers, they had nothing else.
No, it looks like that's it. Wow, okay.
But honestly, it wasn't terrible. At least we were able to find some Beyblades, and even though this Spriggan looked musty, it was only $7. Online Storm Spriggan sells for around $20, so that's a pretty good deal. And the non-Beyblade stuff was pretty epic.
I like this guy though, he's cool. And this guy. Chocolate gun. Okay, you know, the non-Beyblade stuff.
Overall, I kind of like this place. Definitely could have had a better Beyblade selection, but the prices were fair, and I didn't feel like I was being scammed. 3 stars. Let's move on to our 3rd store now.
We made it to our next 1-star location. It is another Hobbya. This time, it's in Ueno.
Here are the 1-star reviews. Kyle says 1 star. The most expensive Hobbya I've ever been to. Okay, we might be priced out of this one, boys. A guy named Shark also said 1 star. Shop for people who hate money. Should be called rip-off rather than hobby-off. Oh my goodness, it looks like the pricing here is terrible. Someone else said 1 star, total mess of products, unarranged. And this guy said 1 star, be careful because there are a lot of grasshoppers. Good luck if you like junk items. Okay, grasshoppers. Well, I guess I'm prepared now if there are any grasshoppers. Anyway, let's go in the store and see if these reviews are at all accurate.
Alright, well, I can't find any grasshoppers besides these guys. These guys kind of look like grasshoppers, but they're toys. Anyway, let's go check out the Beyblade section. Online, they said that they didn't have that many Beyblade options, but let's go see. Actually, this is a lot of Beyblade options. They have a lot of Beyblades here. They have a whole lot of Metal Fight Beyblades. They have this Master Diablos for 60,000 yen? That is way overpriced. That is crazy. They're trying to sell a random gold disc for 2,750 yen. These discs look so fake.
but they're selling for so much. They're trying to sell them for 6,060 yen. The review talking about the prices being a little high, it was definitely correct. These prices are outrageous. What is this? Is this a Beyblade? I think this is a Beyblade 2. It looks like a Beyblade game you can play on your TV. That looks kind of fun, but for 8,800 yen, I'm not too sure. Look at this! They're trying to sell a weight, a GT weight, for 6,600 yen! That is like 50 bucks for a metal weight! Like, you can't even launch that thing! Okay, so they do have a decent Beyblade section, but these prices are so outrageous. Like, I can't imagine anyone buying these. Let's go see if they have any cheaper bays. I love how they just have this creepy doll and then a bunch of Kermit merchandise. Okay, so here they have some Beyblade launchers. They don't even have price tags on them, but they're selling the launcher without the ripcord, which is kind of interesting. And then it looks like the only other thing they have is this polish disc for 550 yen. And yeah, I'm not buying a polish disc for 550. Actually, that's not like a terrible deal. It's like $3, but still.
So yeah, the cheap Beyblade section seemed disappointing, but just downstairs, I hit the jackpot.
They're still kind of expensive. 2,000 yen for used X Beyblade isn't really the best, but it's still a lot cheaper than they were upstairs. And yeah, some of these Beyblades are actually really cool. You have like a blue house hammer. You have this prize Beyblade black shell. And actually for 2,000 yen for a prize Beyblade, that is actually a pretty good deal. And yeah, besides that, they have some pretty cool burst Beyblades. This guy's only 1,000 yen. This guy's only 1,000 yen. This is 1,600 yen for a random Beyblade. Not the best price, but I gotta say, upstairs was pretty bad. But down here, 2,200 yen for a Cobalt Dragoon and a left-spinning launcher, that's like not that bad of a deal. So yeah, upstairs definitely deserved that one-star review, but downstairs, these Beyblades are pretty accurately priced, I gotta say. I might even buy some.
In the end, I actually bought some Burst Beyblades, so I gotta say, this store was pretty awesome. The prices were a little high, but at least they had a lot of cool stuff. I'm giving this place 4 stars. The highest score yet, but we still have one more store to go.
Oh, Toys R Us. Now, when I was a kid, Toys R Us was my favorite store in the whole entire world, but then they got rid of all of them in the United States, so now I have to come all the way to Japan to just experience it.
Anyway, let's read the reviews. Rui Mari said 1 star. The selection is decent, but most of the demos and samples are left broken and unused. Even though it's a children's store, it's not child-friendly. There are many unmotivated staff members. Okay, dang. It's going after the staff members. Darius said 1 star. Why is this place even open? They have hardly anything on the shelves. Okay, hopefully they have at least one Beyblade. Anyway, this next review is by someone from China. I can't even read his name, but he says 1 star, wrong change. I bought a product worth 1,000 yen for 10,000 yen and got no change. Why are you writing a review about this? Go back to the cashier and get your money back. Sometimes I don't understand these reviews, man. Anyway, finally, the last review, which is probably the most concerning, comes from Ryan G. He says 1 star. I came to the store looking for the new Beyblade Random Booster, but they had nothing. Just a couple of the original starters. Super disappointing. You would think the largest toy store in the world would have stuff on release day. Okay, so not great reviews all around, but you know what? Let's check out the store and see what they have.
Oh, okay, here are the Beyblades. So we do have the Barcelona Beyblade set. I really want it, but I realized I don't think I can take it home.
Okay, right away, Toys R Us is actually pretty stacked. I have no idea what those reviews were talking about. Look at all of these stadium sets. But that's not all they have, because right around the corner, oh my goodness, it is the Beyblade Holy Grail. Literally every single X Beyblade you can imagine is on display. I have no idea what those 1-star reviews were talking about.
Look at all of these Beyblades. They basically have every modern release as of recording this video. Not only that, they got Beyblade underwear. What more can you ask for? They have launcher grips, they have launchers, they have the new Spyro Fox release. I think I'm actually going to get these just because I really want Spyro Fox. I've bought them like three of them and I haven't gotten the prize Beyblade yet, so I might get two more. They have the new CX Beyblades, Dran Brave, Wizard Arc, Perseus Dark. They got Crimson Garuda. They got Rhino Horns just because they can't sell them because it's so booty. And they got this guy, Scorpion Spear. And they actually do have some other pretty old Beyblades. They have Impact Drake and Cobalt Dragoon, the Left Spinning Menace, and then the really good attack type rubber Beyblade.
Yeah, Toys R Us is like the treasure trove of Japan for Beyblade products. I have no idea how it got those one-star reviews. I mean, just look at this shelf. That's all the Beyblades you could ever want or need. It's absolutely crazy. And of course, I'm giving this place 5 stars, which means Toys R Us is the winner of our 1-star Beyblade store video, which also means that I'm gonna have to write a handwritten review and send it to them. Let's go do that now. Dear Toys R Us, the internet has gravely misjudged you. Those 1-star reviews tarnished an undeserving name. In truth, your Beyblade selection is unparalleled in all of Japan. From stadium sets to starters, even extending to the whimsical Beyblade undergarments. You even carry Rhino Horn, the Beyblade no one desires, yet you nobly provide. Thank you for your splendid service and unmatched offerings. With admiration, Noah from Leftburst.
Thank you for watching.